Moses was told to provide water for the grumbling people of God two times. We hear about the first instance that we just heard in Exodus 17. He was told to strike the rock. He did, and the water flowed, and the people drank. And we're told that this rock followed them around. Later, they needed water again, and they were grumbling, and God told Moses to speak to the rock. But Moses struck the rock twice in anger. Now, water did flow again, and the people did get to drink, but Moses himself was punished. He was prohibited from entering into the promised land, and he died in the wilderness with that whole generation that had lived in Egypt. And so if it wasn't clear in Exodus or Numbers 20, St. Paul makes it explicit in 1 Corinthians. The rock that gave water was Christ. He's the one who provides water in the wilderness, just like he's the one that provided bread and quail and who parted the waters of the Red Sea and rescued his people from slavery in Egypt. And so the Lord later says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." So you see, the sin of Moses, mentioned in Numbers 20 when he strikes the rock, his sin is that he is angry that God is merciful. The Lord said to him after he had done this, "Because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them." Moses did not believe in him. I mean, he believed that God had provided water. Yes, he'd seen that. And he believed that the Lord was real. I mean, he had been in his presence. But in his arrogance, Moses thought God was a fool because he was so merciful. I mean, that's the same sin of Jonah and the Ninevites. It's essentially the sin of the Pharisees and of the older brother in the parable of the so-called prodigal son. And it was also the sin of the laborers who worked all day in the parable of the vineyard. The English translation that we heard, the English Standard Version, I think it really lets us down there at the end. What is translated as, "Do you begrudge my generosity," is just an interpretation of an idiom that is literally translated, "Is your eye evil because I am good?" Now, this idiom does mean that the workers who had worked all day were begrudging the owner's generosity, but I think there was a little more to it than that. It meant that their begrudging of his generosity had rendered them unable to see clearly. Their eyes were evil. They had become covetous, envious, sad because of another's happiness, so that they couldn't see any good. The overpaying of those who did no work didn't take anything away from those who had worked, but they couldn't be happy. They could only be angry or sad, it seems. Repent. Because this isn't just some obscure sin and some obscure story. This is an emotion, sadness at other people's fortune. This you well know, along with its mirror image, something called Schadenfreude. Joy at others' misfortune. God wants to be merciful and generous. He loves the people who grumble and complain against him in the desert. He loves the people who don't deserve it, who are too lazy to work or even show up late. And in our fallen flesh, we think it's wrong. We like some generosity. We like a little bit of mercy, but not too much. And if any is to be given out, well, it's for me and my own. But this is the essence of Christianity, that God forgives sinners and punishes his son in their stead. It's not fair. It doesn't seem just. God makes sinners the equal of his son. The rock was struck the first time by Moses because the Messiah is stricken, smitten, and afflicted on our behalf, And he was struck in the side to let the waters of holy baptism, which we drink of and never thirst again, come out of his blessed side. But the second time it was not to be struck, because the sacrifice of Jesus Christ was once and for all. Moses, in his proud sin of wanting the people to pay for their own sins, struck the rock again because he was denying the fullness and generosity of the Lord's mercy for his people, and thus sought to re-crucify the Lord. Now, it's a place like the meat market. We all have to take a number. It's first come, first serve. You pay for what you get. The kingdom of heaven is not like the kingdoms of men. You don't pay. The goods are given for free. This would drive a meat market out of business, but the Lord doesn't care, because he's not out to make a living. He's out to give away his kingdom. And so the Lord lines them up in reverse order. The last are first. Grace reigns, sins are forgiven, pagan rebels become sons. Is this fair? Absolutely not. And for this, we give thanks to God. Because if it were fair, we'd all be lost. But because the Lord Jesus Christ has unfairly paid the price for your salvation, you can be 100% absolutely certain that you are forgiven all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.